Yo, yo, yo. We've already lost all of our listeners by those
recording.
Yes!
Why?
Because I just started it.
Okay.
So this is Small Talk. I'm Brooke.
And I'm Felicia.
And we're going to discuss the great show, Smallville.
Yes.
Yes. Today. Yes. We're talking about the pilot episode.
Yes.
You
may recognize our voices from Spastic Plastic Podcast.
Which is a Degrassi podcast, as if you didn't know. You're already sick of this podcast, but we're just starting out. Mm-hmm. This is the pilot of not only Smallville, but of Small Talk.
Whoa.
So, you know, there's always a little... Pilots are rough.
Yes.
A lot of times there's really no perfect pilot.
In fact, as you showed me earlier, in the unaired pilot of Smallville, Martha was terrifying.
Yes. Yes, she was. I mean, no offense to the actress.
Oh, no.
I don't know her name, but she was definitely not Annette O'Toole, who is the actual Martha.
Yes.
She, there's definitely, like, this one, she... And that actual Martha, the much, I think, better relationship with Jonathan.
So this is our not Annette O'Toole Martha version.
Yes. Yes. So bear with us through this first episode.
Yeah.
And we'll get better as time goes on.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Yes.
I wouldn't count on it. We're gonna do a little something different here. We're gonna try different formatting. Yeah. We already started this episode watching it together. And
how far in are we?
We are 5 minutes in.
Wow, okay.
And so far
so much has happened already.
A lot. People have died.
Yes.
People have died in the first 5 minutes of Smallville. So far, Lex, little baby Lex, flew in a helicopter.
With his father, Lionel.
Yes, the great Lionel Luther, played by the fantastic...
John Glover. I want to meet him someday.
I really do. If he wants to come on this podcast...
Yes.
I would... Well, I have questions.
Yes.
I not only... About him, but also, like, well, about him, but not only about Smallville, but also, he's in this great movie called Reality.
Yes.
There's a lot of, somebody asked me how to, like, they asked me what that movie was about.
Oh, it's an eczema attack of the mind.
But I honestly could not tell them. No. I was like, there were things, there was a kid, that was all, that was it. But anyway, this is not a reality podcast.
We should do that.
No. This is
This is a Smallville.
This is a Smallville podcast. And so far, Lex flew in a helicopter. Touchdown in Smallville with his dad.
Yes.
Went in a cornfield.
Yes. Lex was terrified in the helicopter, and Lionel told him that he wouldn't get anywhere in life if he was terrified.
Yes, and he wouldn't achieve his destiny. If he didn't open his eyes or something like that.
Right.
Which destiny plays a part. My relationship to this show, I watched it back in the day when, like, I got into it, like, season 9 was airing. I went back, I rewatched all seasons 1 through, like, 7. I somehow skipped 8, so if this podcast goes on to 8, it's going to be an adventure. Because I think I've seen, like, 2 episodes. Whenever... No, I won't spoil anything. We can't spoil.
No, no spoils.
And then, Fee.
Yes.
How did you get into this show?
I believe it was over Thanksgiving break sophomore year that my mom was put it on because they were having a marathon of, like, the first season. And I knew you liked it because we've been friends for a long time.
Long time.
And I said, okay. So I started watching it. And then I told you I was watching it, and when I came back, you're like, you know, let's continue watching it. And I said, okay. And we got to, season 6?
Yes.
Together. So I've only seen up to about, what, half of season six?
Yes.
Yes. I don't really remember everything that happened, but, so this will be a nice refresher, and, yeah, that's my story.
Oh, well.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So, anyways, I don't know why I got into that tangent. I guess I just wanted to explain where we're coming from, why I won't, I was gonna say, like, Destiny kind of plays, like, a part in the show, I think. Clark has to get to his destiny of eventually becoming Superman. Spoilers! Spoilers
for them.
And Lex's destiny, well, it may not be as shiny as Superman. He may have a rougher life.
Yes.
Actually, this pilot kind of shows that. It's just Lex has a sad life, guys. I'm sorry to say.
Yes, but the actor that plays Grown Up Lex, Michael Rosenbaum, hopefully has a much happier life, and I wish the best for dear old buddy Michael.
Dear old buddy Michael.
Yes, because we're so close.
We are. We've met all the cast members of Smallville.
Yeah, in our dreams.
Actually, we've only met one.
Yes.
Michael Rosenbaum. We met James Marsters.
Oh, we did.
We did. Twice. Spoilers. Appears, Spike from Buffy appears in this show at some point.
Yes.
We met him twice.
Yes.
It was a very iconic moment of our friendship.
That'll be a story for whenever he actually comes on the show.
That will be a story for that. It'll be a story for season 5 when he, like, appears.
Yes.
So, listeners, you're, like, real curious about that.
Yeah.
How we met him twice in the same day.
Yes.
Not, like, within
10 minutes of each other, yes. I'd say.
Yes.
Even.
Yeah, yes. So if you're thinking, like, oh, so what? You met him twice, like, big deal. You don't understand. There's a story, you won't find out if you don't keep up with this podcast.
Yes. It's a fascinating story. That's all I'm going to say.
Do you realize my computer's gonna die?
Oh no, I did not realize that.
It's going to die. I could plug it in. It's always an option.
Okay. So, okay. So, Brooke is going to plug her computer in because we got sidetracked talking to you, dear listeners. So, in this episode so far, there's a big homecoming game at Smallville High School. Does it have a better name or is it just Smallville High?
It's just Smallville High.
Okay. Okay. And they have the beautiful mascot of the crow. They're the Smallville Crows. And Smallville is the creamed corn capital of I don't know, of the world or of the nation.
I don't know if we need to go into this much detail.
I'm just stalling until you plug in the computer.
I'm sorry.
And so anyway, there's a big homecoming game.
And then the meteor. Okay. Jonathan and Martha, they go into a flower shop and they chat with Nell, who's Lana's aunt. Lana is a child. I'm assuming some of you listeners, if you're looking for a Smallville podcast, you're probably a little familiar with Smallville.
Good assumption.
Wild guess.
Yes.
Anyways, so they go in, they say, hey, want some flowers? Martha makes a wish.
Yes, but she's pretty flirty with Jonathan.
She is.
Aunt. And, like, I don't know if it's just us, but she seems to want something from Jonathan that isn't money.
Well,
so,
real talk, I always thought there's a plot that they talk about, and I don't think this is spoilers because I think I just imagined this.
Okay.
I always thought that there was, like, a reference to, maybe it was multiple fanfics I read or something, but it was always, I thought there was, like, at least a small reference to the fact that, like, Jonathan and Nell dated at some point.
Okay.
And so, then he, like, left her for Martha.
Okay. Plausible.
I always think that's true. But as I was doing research, other people picked up on the flirty vibes on, like, the forums and stuff, but no one actually confirmed that there was ever, like, a a romance little nod to it. So I think I was imagining things.
Interesting. So, listeners, let us know your thoughts.
Yes, let me know if maybe I missed something and I'm just a nut or something.
Anyway, so yes, Jonathan and Martha buy flowers. Martha makes a wish with the fairy princess Lana, and then a meteor shower happens.
Mind you, her wish is that she wants a kid, and a meteor shower happens, and what happens?
She a kid shows up.
It's Clark. Silly. Oh, and then Lex is in the field. Oh,
yes, there's a scary man hanging like a scarecrow on a piece of wood. And he asks Lex for help, but Lex runs away.
And then the meteor shower happens, and poor Lex has to deal with... Well, poor a lot of people in Smallville.
This is true.
If there's some, like, background noise to this podcast, we decided we're gonna try, like, watching the episode while podcasting.
It's a live podcast.
We were making some pretty great remarks about this. I was chatting about how Lana's parents don't just, like, try to get out of the way of the meteor. The meteor full-on hits them. And it's probably my favorite scene in this episode. Because I'm an awful human being.
Now, I am a communication arts major, so I'm looking at these graphics, and I'm looking at these camera shots. And I'm looking at Jonathan's lovely hair.
Jonathan or Lionel?
Both.
Both. Because Lionel's now in the cornfield looking for Lex. It's probably one of the only moments in the earlier seasons that he's actually showing concern for something.
Right there. That's the moment.
That's it. He's like, oh no, my child has probably died. But then when he finds Lex, he's like, oh god, my child's bald, and I have this luscious hair, and I can't possibly be seen with him.
Yes.
And he kind of just backs away, instead of, you know, helping his child. All good things.
Yes.
Anything to add to that assessment of Lionel's character?
No. No, that's pretty, you're pretty good. Good there.
Lionel is, like, my favorite character on the show.
Do tulips represent something? Like, are they symbolic of anything? Why did she want red tulips?
You know, you have a phone on your lap.
I do.
You can look this up.
I will.
I'm gonna look. We were talking about the children of Smallville and their cuteness. And then Fee said that no child in the show is cute. And I said, well, Clark... little baby Clark was kind of cute.
I said no child from Smallville was cute.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Red.
Not that any child should really be that attractive. We're not weirdos here.
Symbolism.
People don't just fall out of the sky. Well, obviously they did, Jonathan. God, the casting of Jonathan, Martha, just so good.
Yes.
So good. Not... we don't get weird. Like, who plays it in Batman v Superman? I don't even think Jonathan's in it. I think it's just Martha.
Martha! Yeah.
Martha! Which is a dumb scene. I'm sorry.
It's a declaration of love.
Wow.
According to realsimple.com. Red tulips mean love.
So, it's not really that symbolic.
No.
Nell was right when she was like... get something more interesting.
Yes, I wonder what a tiger lily symbolizes.
Again.
But that's not important.
You have a phone. You could look into this.
Do.
Noticeably, this episode does not have a theme song.
That is unfortunate, because the theme song is rockin'.
It is a fantastic song, sung by... Tom Welling. But really, it's sung by Remy Zero. But we'll get to that in the second episode.
Yes. The tiger lily symbolizes the feminine principle reflecting the qualities of mercy, compassion, kindness, and unconditional love.
Wow.
So, like, she wanted to give him a tiger lily Right, so she wanted to give him her unconditional love. But Martha's like, nah, man. I just want...
Dear listeners, please write me some Nell Jonathan fanfic.
Yes.
I want Nonathan.
Ew.
Or Gel. I want Gel fanfic.
Well, we have...
More importantly, I want Ginal fanfic. Yes. Jonathan and Lionel. It's my favorite chip.
Yes.
If you guys are this far into this podcast, please write me some Ginal.
Sounds so wrong. We have fast-forwarded time now. Clark is... How old is he supposed to be?
He's supposed to be a freshman in high school.
Okay, so...
15 or 16.
Yes.
Right? No. 14 or 15.
Yeah, we'll say 15 to be safe. It's like, you know, middle. But he does not know he is not from this planet yet, correct?
Correct, which is something...
Stupid.
Something stupid, because he has, like, at this point he's got super speed, and he's got super strength, and he's invincible. Obviously, Clark, you're not the normal kid from Kansas.
Yes. Oh, he has a skateboard. Does he ever ride a skateboard?
No.
He just carries it.
No, he has zero need for a skateboard.
This is true.
He either takes the bus.
Yes.
Because you can't skateboard to school.
I mean.
Or he has super speed. Oh, there's.
There's Chloe and Pete. Right, I'm sorry, Pete. It's how memorable of a character you are. Also, a note of caution, dear listeners. If you are watching Smallville and think, you know what would be great? Every time Clark wears primary colors to take a drink.
Oh, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah, one of us almost died. And
also, if you think... I just can't even have flashbacks to that. If you ever think that, oh, this podcast's great, I hope they do a drunk episode, like a drinking game episode. No.
No.
It's already ruled out.
Yes.
That's another season 5 story.
Yes.
That I don't want to relive, but I'll relive for you guys.
Anyway, in the episode now, Clark is carrying books as if he knows how to read.
Because he missed the bus. He knows how to read. He reads. They make references on this show.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say more that my favorite character, Chloe, makes an appearance. And she's my favorite character next to Lex. Actually, Lex. If you really want to, like, if you really want me to love you, listeners, write me some Chloe Lex fanfic. Anyways. Or fan art, but not really, because that would be weird.
I'll take the fan art.
That's weird. Anyways, they made a bet about, like, oh, he can't make it to school, but Clark super sped.
Yes.
So he made it to school on time.
Yes. They have a lot of signs hanging on their school. I just say, they have a lot of school pride.
Well... They're in Kansas. They have nothing else.
Oh, and look. The magical Lana appears. God, if you can't tell, I don't like Lana.
Right. Now they're betting on how close Clark can get before he messes up in front of Lana.
Oh, he fell.
He fell.
How cute.
What a loser.
Yeah. Because, like, no one else falls. I've never fallen.
Jeez,
like, you can read that.
Why are you hating on Clark?
I don't know. I'm not hating on him. I just don't think he can read.
I'm gonna play this one clip here. If I can.
Man or Superman?
I don't know if my listeners, if our listeners...
Your listeners!
...can hear that. But the iconic moment of Smallville... Lana going, so what are you? Are you man or Superman? Because get it, guys? He's Superman!
It's my favorite character, Whitney.
Yeah, it's your favorite character? Is Whitney?
No, that was sarcasm, dear listeners. Sarcasm.
I still don't like that Whitney is a senior and Lana is a freshman. And that they seem to be dating for a while now.
Yeah.
Now... Does that mean he was checking her out when she was in 8th grade?
Yes. Poor Clark.
Not to think too much about the ages in the show, Because if you think hard and long about Lex creeping around to high school and just having no friends but befriending some high schoolers,
it gets
a little concerning.
This man just punched through a trophy case. Also, dear listeners, whereas if you want to impress me, you would write a Lex Clark sick fic for me. Just throwing that out there.
This is a lot to ask of you.
It is. Sick fics are my drug of choice.
We will make this the best podcast ever.
I will read your fan fiction on this podcast. Oh, look, it's Lex.
The true hero of this show, Lex.
If you watch this and are as invested in Lex as we are, check out his other great appearances, such as PG Porn.
Oh, yes.
And, I mean, Pastor, too, I suppose. But, you know, PG Porn on YouTube.
There's this great episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia in season one, and he's in it, and it's really mind-blowing, just so you know. Clark wanted to join the football team, but Jonathan said no. Because Clark is Superman, and it could really, like, he could fuck someone up playing football.
I would just like to point
out... He's reading!
He's pretending to. That those cheerleaders are not very cheery.
Well, Lana's on the team. What do you expect?
I expect perfection from Lana.
And little Pete here, trying out for the football team. And there's...
Poor Pete.
Yeah. Oh, poor Pete! Okay, Lex doesn't know how to drive, guys.
Also, do not... keep a tally of how many car accidents there are in Smallville.
You would make so much money as a mechanic or as like anyone who fixes cars in this town.
Or a nurse because
I don't know if you'd make that much money as a nurse, but you'd be very busy.
Yes.
You'd be very busy at the hospital.
Oh,
there's just so many car accidents. Mm-hmm. Especially in this first season, and it's just like, what?
Lex, do not do that and drive.
Don't text and drive, guys,
Or else Clark will save you.
Or else Clark will save you, and...
You'll have a very sad life.
Well, does he have a sad life because Clark saved him?
Oh, there goes Clark.
Or did Clark improve it for a little bit there, and then it gets fucked up?
That's debatable. We'll debate it as this series goes on. I blame Clark for everything.
I try to defend Clarky on a few...
I don't know where all my Clark hate is coming from. I'm sorry. The first time around, I didn't hate him.
That's very vicious. He hasn't even done anything in this episode. Except they're going to do mouth-to-mouth.
Kiss him.
Oh, so hot.
Lex is unconscious, so it's so hot. Oh yeah, Michael, you spit out that water.
That's sexual assault. Jesus. Do not make out with your significant other or anyone who's unconscious.
Yes.
Do not make out with your significant other.
Make out with your significant other.
Yeah,
but make
do
sure
that.
They're conscious.
Make sure they're conscious
and consenting.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. This is an interesting podcast we have. Look at that wet hair of Clark's.
Look at that wet hair of Lex's.
Oh yes. The water just glistening on his bald head.
We didn't even talk about how child Lex had a terrible wig on.
No. No one needs to talk about that wig. That Ronald McDonald wig.
Who's the maniac?
That
would be me.
Oh.
Okay, you're holding the phone right over the screen.
I'm sorry.
God.
Oh. I love that Jonathan's so worried about Clark.
I know.
No offense, it is. Clark's invincible. It's not like he's going to be hurt.
Drive slower.
Drive slower. That's a PSA from Smallville.
Yes. I love that Lex only has the one little cut on his cheek.
Oh, it's just great. And there's the Porsche being pulled out of the water. And now...
The music on Smallville is absolutely stellar.
Hey now, I actually like some of these music choices. I don't really care about this one. Okay. I hate that he is looking at her house from his house. Like, what are you doing with your life, Clark? Think about your life choices.
That is an ugly sweater.
It is an ugly sweater, but like...
It's Lana, so everything's ugly on her.
Oh, wow.
Look at
even little... Whitney?
No, Whitney's cute.
I just... Clark is a stalker. Is it cute?
No.
I don't think it is.
No, but I hate Clark, so don't ask me. Apparently, I've taken his new stance on Clark.
Well, like, everything he does in this episode around Lana is creepy. Also, I forgot to add that she has a kryptonite necklace.
Oh, yes.
And,
Kryptonite's bad.
Kryptonite, yes.
In case you didn't know.
All versions of kryptonite.
Yes.
Even the song Kryptonite by Three Doors Down, which used to be good, okay, it used to be a good song, and then they sang it live at Trump's, rally, and, oh god, that,
it's just, because you were there.
I did not go to his rally.
No.
It was the night before.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You were in D.C. Anyway.
I was in the presence, but I did not hear it.
Okay.
And, God, they don't sing very well.
Anyway.
The one song that does not show up in Smallville. It's that song. The one.
The one and only.
Every other song in the world. So, she's all like, oh, I have this necklace. It's made out of the stuff that killed my parents.
What a great necklace to have.
You can have it,
Clark,
Whitney.
Stop being a creeper. He's watching them make out.
Yeah, like, no, it's weird.
Through a telescope in his barn.
It's sad. And it's weird.
It's very weird.
Now we get to the real plot of this episode.
Yes. This man.
This man?
No, not this man.
The Scarecrow Man.
The Scarecrow Man.
They used to be like a kryptonite person. A meteor freak a week. It's like every week is a different
meteor freak a week.
Yes. Yes, that could be a segment of our podcast.
Meteor Freak of the Week.
Yes. This week, it's this man who was a scarecrow, and now he has, like, electricity powers.
The one that punched through the trophy case?
Yes. Yes.
It's all connected.
Yes. See what? Oh my gosh, look at those effects!
They're beautiful.
This came out in 2000?
2001. October 16th, 2001.
How do you know this?
We were just watching promos for it.
Oh. We will get to those promos later in the episode. I'll edit them in.
Yes.
We'll laugh at them. The music choice.
Yes.
Is pretty horrendous, I have to say.
Oh, look. Clark is wearing red.
What if we opened each of these podcasts with nightlife?
No. I think we'd lose our one listener that we're gonna have.
What if we end each podcast with the nightlife?
I think we have to not.
What's your favorite color? Candy? Oh, girl, that wasn't the song. That wasn't the lyric. Okay, Lex got Clark a truck.
Yes.
But Jonathan won't let him have it.
And Jonathan is doing some wood chipping.
Because Jonathan...
Angrily.
Because
he's angrily wood chipping.
Because Jonathan is Clark's daddy. And he feels threatened by Lex wanting to be his Clark's sugar daddy. And that's the most I've ever used the words daddy in a sentence. And that's as much as I ever want to say it.
I will say one nice thing about Clark in this episode.
Yes.
His hair is not obnoxious.
That's true.
He has nice hair. He looks like Cillian Murphy.
I see it.
And I appreciate Cillian Murphy, who plays the Scarecrow in Batman.
It all connects. And Batman.
Yes.
It's a DC.
No, I thought you were going to say, and in Batman. Like, yes, I just said Batman.
No. Okay, Clark just put his hand in the wood chipper, and Jonathan got very freaked out and was like, no, don't do it. But,
He's fine.
He's perfectly fine.
He ripped his shirt, though.
Oh, he's stupid.
He has, like, 40,000 other red plaid shirts. He'll be fine.
He really, really does.
You stupid Clark. You almost gave Jonathan a heart attack.
You say you stupid Clark?
Yes.
Is that an insult
Clark.
Now?
Yes.
You dumb Clark. You Clark. Now he's by his telescope again.
Yeah, being all moody.
That's all he is moody. This would this show be successful in 2017?
No.
You don't think so?
There are too many enforced gender roles because Clark has to do farm work and, you know, that's a man's work and Martha's not allowed to do the farm work and Martha makes pies.
I'm more thinking, now maybe I'm wrong. Well, listeners, let me know.
Spoilers.
I was thinking more, I mean, this kind of kicked off the superhero genre in a way.
Yes. Like, that's what that man said on YouTube anyway.
Sure. I was more thinking, I always think spoilers, Green Arrow shows up later. It's what got people really interested in Green Arrow as a character. You know, some of us like him better than others.
Stupid boys. Okay.
And that's why we got the show Arrow. Even used the same sets as Smallville in the first season of it.
Yes.
And then now, because of Arrow, you got The Flash, you got Gotham, you got Supergirl, you got Legends of Tomorrow. You have a lot. There's a lot out there. And so, but they're all very action-y, I feel. There's a lot, and they're not, like, origin stories.
This is true.
They're all already the character, like, Supergirl has all her powers.
Gotham's kind of an origin story.
I get. Gotham's also more just like Detective Stupid. Gordon. I didn't really watch much of Gotham.
Me either. I hated the kid. Hated little Bruce. As you can see, dear listeners, I'm full of angst, just like Clark. I'm a stupid Clark.
But this show is more just like...
Yes.
Chilling. They're just on a farm. He doesn't even become Superman until the last episode. The rule on the show was no flights, no tights.
So as we've been talking, Clark and Jonathan have been having this, like, angsty heart-to-heart thing where Clark is like, what am I? And Jonathan's like, you're my son. And then Clark ran off into a graveyard, I believe, with Lana.
Uh-huh. Oh, is this a dumb graveyard yep. scene? This is dumb, listeners. He stalks her in a graveyard.
Yes.
And look, the wings are behind. Is that supposed to be fancy?
Yes. This us comm arts majors and our sense of humor.
She's like an avenging angel. This is dumb.
This is dumb. Hanging out in the graveyard. Is this strike you as okay behavior? No, Clark. You're not okay. You're stupid.
Choose the song, I'm Not Okay. Why do I feel like we're not even halfway through this episode?
It's not a very good episode.
I mean, I guess it sets up Lana and Clark very well.
Yes.
Which I guess is supposed to be the, like, a big factor in this show. But honestly, listeners, I don't care about them.
Nope.
I really, what I'm invested in is Clark and Lex's relationship. Yes.
Clex? Is
that Clex? What it is? Yes.
Or
it's not Lark. It's Clex.
I want to call it Lark.
I always hate how they're Clex, and then, like, Chloe Lex shippers are, like, Clex. Like, it's the CH. Yeah. Like, it just seems a little silly.
All the more reason that Clark and Lex should be Lark.
You can change the tide on it.
I will. Dear listeners, Clark and Lex's relationship is hereby known as Lark. What did you do?
I don't know what I did. I wanted to know how much time was left.
20-some minutes-ish?
No, we've already been through 27 minutes.
Yeah, but there's 45 minutes in total. 13.
Okay, there's 18 minutes.
I was rounding. I don't do math, okay?
What if we just watched it like this? Oh my god. There we go.
Okay,
But I watch it for Lex and Clark.
Yes.
I don't really watch it for anyone else. And Chloe, I guess.
I watch it for Martha and Lex.
Martha?
Yes.
You watch it for
I knew. I thought you were gonna say something else.
What? Wait, you know what I mean by Jartha?
Yes.
What?
You, I can't. It's spoilers.
Oh. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I'm sorry.
But look, there's a thing still on the
screen.
Why? I meant LARPA.
You know what I mean? Yes, Brooke. You mean Jonathan and Martha.
That's not what I meant. I meant Lionel. I'm thinking John Glover. And you could ship the actor with the
character. Hey, people ship Tom Hiddleston with Loki.
That's disgusting. I shame those people.
No, I don't shame anybody.
Dear listeners, if you're shipping Michael Rosenbaum with Lex.
I do.
Or if you ship, like, Tom Welling with Lex.
Yes.
That's just weird, and I'm shaming you.
I'm not.
I am kink shaming you.
Whereas I'm the one that hates characters, Brooksifer is the one that hates people.
I do. I hate them all.
That thing is really obnoxious.
I'm sorry.
There was a pop-up thingy covering part of the screen, and Brixifer didn't care.
No, because I have a life.
Oh, yes. Clearly demonstrated by doing two podcasts two nights in a row.
I did not want Plastic Spastic, a Degrassi podcast, to take up this much of my life.
Yeah, but it will.
I just figured, since me and Fee hang out, we live together, we're kind of attached at the hip, and it's disgusting.
Oh, it's disgusting!
I just hate them.
I know.
I hate Lana, I hate Clark.
Yes.
I don't hate Clark.
I hate Clark. Lana just kissed Clark on the neck or cheek. What was it?
It was on the cheek. And then Whitney was just standing there because all the men in this show are creepy. Except for Lex in this episode.
Oh, yes. No, he's not creepy.
In this episode. Right now, he's not creepy. He's just in a very lovely mansion.
I thought that was Lionel for a second. And I'm like, damn, Lionel, you're looking good. But it's Clark, and he looks stupid.
Same person, really. They have to make it look like Lex is a weirdo doing fencing in the middle of his...
We took a fencing class.
We did, but we didn't just, like, do... Look, we didn't throw our thing so hard that it almost hits Clark to show that we're violent.
I would have thrown my thing at Clark.
I don't think we used that sharp of swords either.
I don't even think we used actual swords.
No, we didn't.
We only went to one.
We didn't get that far. No. Oh, well, Michael Rosenbaum, looking good.
Yes, he is. Like, he was in a space suit.
I was just saying, he's the one person who could pull it off. Like,
he can, though. What are you drinking?
He always has these blue, fancy, rich people water.
Yes. He has not played pool yet, though. So, dear listeners, all rich guys play pool by themselves.
I like that Lex is like, oh, your dad doesn't like me. It's because I'm bald. Like, Lex, it's not the reason. People just don't like you because you're bald. It's because your family's a little shady.
I am perturbed by the fact that Lex has eyebrows.
I mean, just take them off him.
It's true. I mean, I want him to have eyebrows because people look a little odd without their eyebrows. No offense if some of you out there don't have eyebrows. It's just, it's not what people expect. And, like, if he didn't have eyebrows, he'd be terrifying. But, like, it perturbs me.
And his performance as Lex has ruined all other Lexes for me.
Like Jesse Eisenberg?
Jesse Eisenberg was the shining spot of Batman versus Superman. And do with that information what you will.
Clarjo.
I take that back, listeners. Jesse Eisenberg's performance was terrible, as I just remembered. He called Clark Clarjo.
I'm going to start referring to him as Clarjo.
Why in the fuck does he call him Clarjo?
Clark Joseph, right? Or Jonathan. Clark John. Isn't his name middle name?
I don't think does Clark Kent have a middle name?
I think so.
Why the hell?
Everyone has a middle name.
Not everyone.
Most people.
Yes, well, Clark is not most people.
All the more reason why he has to have a middle name, so he looks more like most people.
Yeah, but doesn't it? I don't call you, like,
Fian.
That's a dumb name.
But Clarjo. It's great.
It's like ScarJo.
Well, no, there was a huge electrical storm and the hospital.
As in Scarlett Johansson.
I'm aware. No, I'm just like I don't call myself Broccoli. It would be a dumb name as it sounds like broccoli.
Well,
but
as we've already established, I hate Clark. So I'm going to call him ClarJo.
Oh my gosh.
Look at that pink flower in Chloe's hair.
Chloe just rocks. I just love Chloe. What a great addition to the DC universe.
Yes.
Chloe was. We're being introduced to the Wall of Weird. This is not the normal newspaper office as... And like next episode, the newspaper office actually has a budget. And the school gives it far too much money than any high school probably would give their school newspaper run by one person.
Yes. Chloe reminds me of myself a little bit. Just because... We're both relatively into conspiracies, and we like weird things. So.
Except Chloe's superior.
She is.
Because she doesn't call Clark ClarJo.
How do you know?
I've never heard it in the show.
Maybe she calls him that in her mind.
But she doesn't. Clark's realizing that everything bad in life is his fault.
Well, good. Freaking ClarJo. I'm sorry, listeners. I almost let a profanity slip.
Oh, I've already sworn in this.
Good. So we're gonna have to mark it explicit.
Yes.
Okay.
We're a fucking great fucking podcast.
Okay,
fuck.
Sharon Osbourne.
I'd rather kill a tree than hug it.
That's Kelly Osbourne.
I was reading something about Live Freaky, Die Freaky, and it said Sharon Osbourne, and I was like, that's not right.
That's a little tangent, but in Smallville right now, Whitney has Lana's necklace on, and he's attempting to beat up Clark. Oh, now he put the necklace on Clark. On ClarJo.
If you're playing football, do you really wear that, like a necklace like that?
I mean, as long as you tuck it in.
It's just, would it fit Whitney?
I don't know, it might be like a choker on him. Because he just, okay, never mind.
We're so
ClarJo.
Funny. Look how attractive Tom Welling is.
Ooh.
He does not have those abs anymore.
No.
No 15-year-old has those abs.
So now ClarJo is hung up like a scarecrow, like the man was in the beginning. And he has the kryptonite necklace around him and markings.
And who's the best Lex Luthor?
Obviously, go. Michael Rosenbaum.
Obviously?
Obviously.
Obviously. Not Kevin Spacey?
I love Kevin Spacey. But I think Michael Rosenbaum is a little bit superior.
What about the early movies?
I think Michael Rosenbaum is better.
Wow.
Now, ClarJo is not the best Superman by far. He's like, he's way down.
Christopher Reeve is the
best.
Wait, Tom Welling or Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck. No, wait.
Wow.
Are we talking about like people or character-wise?
I'm talking character-wise.
Okay, Ben Affleck.
Wow.
But if we're talking people...
No, it's not fair because technically Tom isn't playing
Superman.
Okay, who's a better Clark Kent?
Well, okay, wait. Ben Affleck didn't play Superman. You can compare...
No!
compare Tom Welling and Henry Cavill.
You know who I meant?
Okay.
You know who I meant?
Well, Henry is still better.
Even as Clark?
Yes.
Interesting. What about Tom Welling or Brandon Roth?
Who the hell is Brandon Roth?
He played it Superman in the Kevin Spacey
movie. Well, that shows you how memorable he was.
He now plays on Legends of Tomorrow.
Tom Welling. Oh, so while we've been doing this lovely compare and contrast,
Christopher Reeve,
you inarticulate bumble.
Henry Cavill or Christopher Reeve?
Christopher Reeve. Okay, while we've been
Brandon Roth or Christopher Reeve?
Christopher Reeve. While we've been doing this lovely comparison, Brooke has slid off the couch.
I just want Brandon Roth to win at something in his life.
Lex went to the field.
Why would he go to a field?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Now Clark is fighting.
Wait.
Electricity.
Lex
man.
Already saved Clark.
Yes, he untied him, right?
I guess.
You.
That's my favorite part.
Well, you have to do your stupid compare and contrast.
I think it's helpful to our listeners.
What do you think, listeners?
Listeners, if send me your opinions on who the best Superman is. And one of you, please say Brandon Roth.
If you do not say Christopher Reeve, I'll be very mad.
For each one of them.
Everybody has to say Christopher Reeve. No, you don't have to. You can have your own opinions.
Just remember, I will love you just because he won't.
I like people. We've established this.
Look, there's another car getting in a wreck.
Oh, look.
Is this going to pick us up over that noise when it's there?
Oh,
it probably won't.
Well,
I'm so sorry.
You want me to hold it?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm sorry, listeners. We're not... There's like fancy podcasts out there, like The West Wing Weekly, Gilmore Guys, to name a few. Now, those people, they have money. They can afford like microphones and an equipment. We just have an iPhone.
Yes.
And that's it. So, what I'm getting at is if our sound quality is not fantastic, and if I may have just fucked up, I'm so sorry. I'm very defensive over Brandon Roth as Superman, even though that was a terrible movie, and I didn't understand it. Superman had a child.
Marlon Brando was not Superman's child, but...
What?
He was in a Superman movie.
Did he play Superman?
No. He played his father.
You come to me.
I think.
This the day of Krypton's ending.
And he refused to memorize his lines, so he was reading them off of a diaper.
Why does that sound like a very Marlon Brando thing to do?
I adore Marlon Brando. But this is not a Marlon Brando podcast. Look at that. Lana is making out
with Whitney.
Well,
let's pay attention. Clark is being creepy again.
He is. Now he's back in his barn.
It's the Fortress of Solitude. I don't know if they've called it that already, but...
I'm gonna call it his Barn of Angst.
I like that.
Clarjo's Barn of Angst.
I'm so mad that that you made me remember they call
That's
it Clarjo.
That's an ugly dress.
It is an ugly dress.
It's like pink flowers
is
on top.
Is it supposed to be reminiscent of her dress she wore when she was like a child? Because then she had the crown on too earlier because she won... Homecoming Queen.
I despise Lana. What's Lana's middle name?
Rosalind.
No.
Lana Rosalind Lang.
Ew. I want to call her Lo Lang.
Lo Lang?
Because she's...
Clarjo and Lo Lang.
Clarjo and Lo Lang.
So what's her middle name? Louise?
Lana
Louise Lang.
Yes, Lana Louise. I guess it would be La Lang, wouldn't it?
La Lang.
La Lang. Just trying to get her a stupid
what
name.
I feel like they say Lux's middle name. Don't they?
I don't know. You've watched more.
Alexander Hamilton. Okay, anyways.
Look at that.
Shout out to all the Hamill heads out there. You know, for a podcast called Small Talk, this is not over. He was dreaming that Lana came to his
Fucking Clarjo!
And now she's like, oh, I can sense something.
Her spidey senses are tingling.
All I want. Oh, I thought it was going to get angstier, but it didn't get that angsty.
It's always angsty.
And then it just pans up.
What
into
a
the
stupid
sky.
Window.
And look, there's stars. It's like the universe. It's like Krypton's up there.
Let's take a moment. Talk about that stupid diamond-shaped window thing at the top of the barn. Why?
I don't know.
Would you need a diamond-shaped window?
Farmers. Every time I see executive producer Joe DeVova or whatever, yes. I always think it says John Travolta.
There's this guy, I forget who it is, but I always think it says James Marsters, and it's not.
Oh, same. I remember that.
well.
I feel like I had some things to talk about.
Yes. So
you keep talking.
Okay. So to recap this pilot episode, we are introduced to the characters. We see that Clark is in love. I'm sorry, Clarjo is in love with La Lang, who happens to have a kryptonite necklace. And Clarjo gets stupid every time he's around kryptonite. And then we're introduced to Chloe and Pete, and Chloe runs the school newspaper and has the Wall of Weird, which is all of the weird things that happen. Is it globally or just in Smallville?
Just in Smallville, okay. At this point.
Okay. Happen in Smallville due to the meteor shower. And we're introduced to the character of Lex Luthor as he crashes his car over a bridge and Clark saves him. Which, apparently, we were doing some research earlier. There's apparently this shitty conspiracy theory that connects One Tree Hill and Smallville because they both have cars that drive over a bridge. Please, dear listeners, if you can elaborate more on that, please do. There was a video on YouTube. If you type in Smallville conspiracy, it's like the first one that comes up. Because believe it or not, there are not that many Smallville conspiracy theories out there.
Can you guess how old Tom Welling was in this episode?
19.
No.
20.
No.
And higher or lower?
Higher.
30.
No.
25.
24.
Damn.
How old is Michael Rosenbaum?
26.
No.
Higher or lower?
Higher.
27?
No.
28?
No.
29?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, Lex is supposed to be 21, and Clark is supposed to be 16 in this.
Well,
so
you
I guess it's not too creepy, but I always think Lex hanging around the high school is a little weird.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. I'm looking up fun facts about this. Like how Michael was only cast a week before the show got filmed.
Wow.
Or how when Lana picks up the book that Clark has dropped, Nietzsche.
Yes.
Nietzsche developed the concept of the Superman.
Whoa.
So there are just the show is just Superman puns without yes. Superman yet.
Okay. And we learned that unfortunately Clark cannot read in this episode.
Well, I don't know when we learned that.
It's implied. Well, because he has x-ray vision, right? Wouldn't he just look through the books and not be able to read them?
You know what one of the IMVD fun facts are? Trivia facts? When Clark is on the banks of the river after the car crash.
Yes.
He has a red blanket on his back, mimicking the cape.
Wow.
Often associated with Superman.
Okay.
It couldn't just be that it was a red blanket.
No.
It has to be, and that's under spoilers. That is actually a spoiler.
Okay.
Just in case you watch this show and didn't know that he became Superman.
So,
I feel like I had more to talk about, but I guess we'll talk about the promos.
Yes, we will.
And there, I mean, there's not much to say, besides that there's some weird-ass music choices.
Yes.
Just like the show itself has weird music choices. And, like, really, it does.
Yes. There was a stupid scene in a graveyard in this episode, which is kind of common throughout the series, isn't it? Graveyard scenes.
I think so. Yeah. Especially season 5.
Yes.
Just graveyard scene after graveyard scene.
Yes. Well,
Keep talking. I'm going to look up
things. Okay. So, dear listeners, let us know what got you into Smallville and how you found this podcast, assuming you made it this far into it. Which, if you have, may Clarjo bless you.
More importantly, please let me know your ranking of Supermans.
Oh, yes, yes. And,
Because Felicia doesn't think these are good questions, but I want to know, listeners. Well,
they are stellar questions, but the answer is obviously Christopher Reeve. And if anyone's answer is not Christopher Reeve, then you don't exist.
Wow.
Just kidding, listeners. Just kidding.
I'm looking at forums of people who wrote back in 2006, it's a couple years after Smallville aired, but probably when this website was made, it's called K-Site TV. I remember I used to look at it a bit back in the day, especially when the series finale aired, because, well, dear listeners, wasn't too happy with those last 10 minutes of the season or series finale. And as most people do, I went on web forums and complained. I don't think I complained, but I read people who complained. And so this website, it used to be like mainly a Smallville thing, I think. But then Smallville ended, so now I guess they do like sci-fi superhero shows. They might have always done sci-fi. I may have just been stupid.
Okay, so I have looked up the symbolism of each primary color, and I will tell you what they mean now. And you can make your own deductions as to what this means for the show. So we'll start with red.
Wait, what?
I said...
This is what you're boring the listeners with while
I think it's important. Red. Yes.
Continue.
Yeah, that's right. I will continue. Okay. Red is the color of extremes. It's the color of passionate love, seduction, violence, danger, anger, and adventure. Our prehistoric ancestors saw red as the color of fire and blood. So, most of today's symbolism arises from its powerful associations in the past. It's also a magical and religious color. So red has a lot of connotations. And when you combine that with blue symbolism, blue is the color of the sky and the sea, in case you didn't know, is often associated with depth and stability. It symbolizes trust, loyalty, wisdom, confidence, intelligence, faith, truth, and heaven. So this is why... when combined with red, you get the elements of Superman, like the extreme of red, but the stability, intelligence, and truth of blue. Now, dear listeners, you may be wondering, where could yellow possibly fit into this? Well, I will tell you as soon as my screen loads.
None of these comments on this forum are interesting. I'm sorry to say, portal listeners. Like, look at this face of mine.
It's a beautiful face.
It's terrifying. Most of them are all like, because I guess it wasn't when it aired, it's not like television without pity or something. Instead, it's just like people bitching that, oh, this isn't on the DVD, and this didn't make the final cut, and which I guess would be interesting, but I don't really... I haven't, like, looked at, like, different versions of this besides part of the unaired pilot, so I can't be like, oh, like, somebody, a lot of this discussion is, like, there was a scene where Clark ran through a cornfield more than he did in the show, like, in what aired.
Yes.
And I was like, well, I get why they cut that. There's no need for that, really.
Yes, well, I don't know about you, but I'm always of the opinion that we need more Clarjo running through corn. Because it is the cream corn capital of the nation. Anyway, as I was saying, yellow symbolizes...
Oh, I'm sorry.
How dare you?
This is where they all leave.
I was making a beautiful connection.
Bye, listeners. We're losing them one by one.
But we only have one, so, you know, it's pretty sad. But, yellow brings joy and delight and is also associated with sunshine, right? So Clarjo, when he wears these colors combined, is embodying Superman without actually embodying Superman. That is my English major at work for you.
I love this person who commented, they've seen almost every episode of Smallville besides the pilot up until this point. And,
yes.
And, they pointed out their favorite line was when Clark says, "You're saying that I'm from another planet and the spaceship is in the attic." And Jonathan goes, "Well, actually, it's in the cellar."
Whoa.
And that's exactly how they, say it, because I'm that great. And, that was a text from my mother, who is useless. This person also loves Lana.
Ew.
You'll be happy to know.
Well,
it's
then...
nice to see a sweet, innocent, high-voiced Lana. A great male friend in Pete. And Chloe looking all cute.
Yes, okay. What is Clark Kent's middle name? Is this question. It is definitely Joseph. It has... Yeah, that's
it's Joseph. Right. You
yes.
said Jonathan,
no,
you
I
fuck.
Said Joseph. They're like, no, Jonathan. Clarjo.
Look.
I told you.
I do not like anything about Batman versus Superman.
I loved it.
I like the Flash cameo, but like the Flash cameo where he's looking at the files, not the weird thing where like Batman's having a dream and
spoilers,
then all of a sudden, oh, if you are upset about spoilers for Batman versus Superman, just like leave this podcast right now because it's a shitty movie and I'm sorry. I'm looking forward to Wonder Woman. That'll be a good DC movie maybe. The Flash, Aquaman will be good maybe.
Yes, Aquaman is my child.
But so far every movie from DC that has recently come out has disappointed me.
Okay, well...
Suicide Squad was a terrible movie.
Let me tell you, Brooksifer here is a hardcore Marvel fan.
You didn't like Batman versus Superman.
I liked Batman that much versus Superman. I accepted it. I hated the fucking Martha part. And Iron Bat and Alfred was the wrong age.
See, there's a lot she did not like.
I like Lawrence.
Those are big parts of the movie.
Not really. Alfred wasn't that big in this one.
Explain to me why... But the Martha part was like...
Okay, but I...
All the conflict was Batman being like, gotta go kill Superman.
Yes, because he did.
Why?
Because...
Superman was becoming too powerful.
Superman was becoming a problem.
And then Martha's just like, bam, it's done.
Yes,
they're best
yes.
friends now.
Look, I'm not saying...
What about the dream sequence?
I'm not saying it's a perfect movie by any means here. All I'm saying is I have to stand up for DC.
But wait, Marvel's got its problems too. Yes. I don't like Age of Ultron. A lot of it was just stupid. Civil War, many people like it. I had a lot of issues with it, as you will remember.
Yes, yes.
I was not a fan. I am not just a blind... And I think, actually, it's where some of these DC movie people run into problems instead of acknowledging that their movies
have problems. It was not a studio movie.
And that they're, well, I'm more talking about your boyfriend.
Okay.
And that the studio interferes too much. And instead of acknowledging any problems, they'll just write it off and go, well, you're just a Marvel fan, why you're saying this.
I'm not writing you off as that.
I'm more talking about your boyfriend.
Yes, okay. All I'm saying is that we gotta be equal here. Like, yes, Suicide Squad sucked. Majorly awful, bad. I can't defend it. There's nothing redeemable
in
it.
I like the song choices.
The 2 seconds of each song that they played? Yeah, great. But, anyway, Batman vs. Superman was
I like Deadshot in Suicide Squad.
Okay movie. It wasn't as bad as critics want us to believe, though, in my humble opinion. So, all I'm saying is, if we're gonna bash DC, we gotta bash some Marvel, too.
And that's all I wanted.
We gotta keep it equal.
Followers, listeners, tell me. Which movies have been better? Which movies?
Which TV shows have been better?
Oh no, I was right about to say, DC's killing it with these great TV shows. I watch The Flash. Mm-hmm. I watch Arrow. Mm-hmm. Arrow last season was really good. I haven't kept up with this season. And I've kept up with some of The Flash, but this season I haven't. Legends of Tomorrow I haven't watched too much of, but it's alright from what I've seen. And Supergirl, I haven't watched. I don't know how much you've watched, Fee.
None.
To be like, oh, let's bring in these
none. All
these,
I'm saying
TV shows.
Is, okay, first of all,
I've always said Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is a terrible show.
I object to your Teen Wolf Man being Superman.
Why?
I object
Why?
To
Actually,
it.
Yes, listeners. Let me know how Tyler Hoechlin is as Superman. Is he a good one? Is he better than Tom Welling? What do you have against Heckles? Nobody in the Teen Wolf fandom ever calls him Heckles. But I am right now. Is it because he's like...
No, it's not because of that, okay? I just, like... Okay.
Yes? Yes?
We've gone off topic a bit.
No, we're still talking about Superman. We're talking about different incarnations of Superman.
Okay. Listen, I object to the TV show Supergirl.
Why?
Itself.
Why?
Because I don't think it needs to be made, personally. And yes, I'm very sorry if I'm offending any feminists out there who are like, yes, girl power, this is great.
Why not?
But it's just like... I'm tired of superheroes, okay? It's just rehashing, I assume. Again, I haven't watched it. So maybe I am just blindly... I'm complaining out of my ass here. You can completely disregard me as just someone who refuses to watch it and refuses to conform or whatever. But I just think that Hollywood needs more originality. And I'm gonna do that one day. Because I will be a director. I'm a director in training right now.
So you just want to do any superhero show at all?
No.
Okay.
Not
so
yet.
So if they made an Aquaman show, you'd be like, I'm not going to watch it. It's another superhero show.
Let me qualify here. I think we need like a 5-year break or something.
Okay.
You know, a little, maybe
That's
2 years.
Acceptable.
A little bit here. Because we're getting piled on... Like, these movies from DC and Marvel, and then these TV shows from DC and Marvel, and then these Netflix shows, and it's everywhere. We live in a superhero culture.
I should amend my statement that DC's doing good on cable network shows. Marvel Netflix shows are masterpieces. I haven't finished Luke Cage. It was good from what I saw. I had an odd experience watching it. And I only got halfway through because of the odd experience, and this is something I will just hide away to myself. And so I never finished it. But Jessica Jones and Daredevil, best damn shows I've seen in a while. Netflix is just A+, except a year and a life. Okay. Any Marvel fan that was like, oh, but they have Daredevil and Jessica Jones. You're right. Daredevil, however... I would say is better than Jessica Jones. That's a controversial statement in some circles. But that's all I'm going to leave it at.
So, but back in good old 2001 here, when Smallville first aired, it was 2001, right? Did you fact check me on that?
I'm gonna let you just, yeah, it's right. It's true.
Okay, cool. So, back in 2001 was a much simpler time, I assume. We were youngins, but...
Well, 9/11, guys. Well, let's talk about 9/11. On September 11th, 2001.
Yes.
I can't even. I'm sorry. Making fun of 9/11 is not an okay thing, no. I guess. But I'll just shut up now.
Okay, fine. So speaking more in the cinematic universes here, it was a much simpler time, because as far as I know, we were not getting piled on and piled on and piled on with the same story rehashed in 7 different, like, universes, you know? Do you need to answer your mother?
No, she's not saying anything important, I don't think. Sorry if you hear a binging sound right now. My mother has texted me, let's find out how many times.
Like 5.
9.
Damn, I was gonna say 7. 9 times.
As Mr. Rooney would say. Yes. And none of them. Oh my god, she's still texting.
Oh.
None of these. It's all about fake Lyndon Ashby. Oh. You'll be happy to know.
Good. Anyway. What was I saying? I was making a very good point. Oh, yes. Back when Smallville first aired, as far as I know, there wasn't this sensory overload of superheroes.
Wait a minute! I'm sorry, listeners. I was just informed that if you drink soy milk once a day, it will gradually turn you into a woman.
Okay.
Says my sister's 8th grade teacher, who is a nut.
Okay.
He is a nut.
I'm
IDK, what happens to women that drink soy milk? Do they just turn into more women?
Yes. They multiply.
Please, look at that one. Look at that one. Save money. Oh, that was funny. Okay.
Anyway,
sorry, listeners.
We can't edit this, so maybe...
No, I think we should just leave it all in.
All right.
All of it.
We're bearing our souls to you here. This is the real us.
I don't know, should we even edit this episode?
Or should we do we have to put the promos in somehow.
Yeah, but like... What do we say about the promos?
Okay. Well...
Is there anything interesting to say about them?
No.
Not really. The music's wild. Yes. We could post it to our Twitter.
Yes. Wait, are we making another Twitter?
I'm making Twitter.
You are making another Twitter. Okay.
Another Twitter? They don't listen to the Degrassi.
But you should. Listen to Spastic Plastic.
I don't think there's that much of a crossover.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, my computer died, so I can't make a Twitter.
I don't know.
What is our Twitter name going to be, but we will have one.
Yes. Okay, so is there anything we have not covered?
I think we covered it all. I'm sorry if this is making another annoying
Yes, so the special effects are shit, but it's 2001 on TV, so I'm willing to forgive it. There's a lot of interesting father issues that play out in Smallville.
Sure, they all have daddy issues.
Yes. And that creates an interesting dynamic and conflict, because superhero is, like, to some, the male hero, right? He's the male that you want to strive to be, but yet... In this show, most characters have no male role models, except for Jonathan. Clark has Jonathan, but Jonathan's not his real father. Spoilers, I guess. Maybe
not. Instead of a spoiler.
And then there's Lex, who has Lionel, who's a shit father. And Chloe's father's weird, too, right?
Yeah, but he's only in, like, 5 episodes.
And Lana's father... Father's
dead.
Dead. Henry Small.
we'll get to that
one. Yes, I hope you didn't hear that, listeners. So, like, there, Jonathan is the only good father figure in this show, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, and he's a hard, he's a working class farmer.
Mm-hmm.
So this show is trying to encourage the stereotype of, not stereotype, but encourage you all to become farmers and good citizens. And
I don't know if it's saying you should all become farmers.
And if a child happens to fall out of the sky in front of you, you should take him home and love him and raise him like your own. Or, you know, more realistically, maybe you could just adopt children.
What should our Twitter be?
Small talk taken?
Yes.
Damn.
Also, there's not that many, it won't let me use that many,
Oh, no.
Small cat, can we talk, call it small talk pod?
Yes.
There we go.
Woo!
Well, I have to see if it's taken. Damn it.
Damn.
Small cat's pod.
Can we just have a Clarjo pod?
Smalls, no.
Brixfer is gonna strangle me as when we're done with this podcast. That's why I'm trying to keep it going, because I don't want to die yet. Just kidding, listeners, by the way. We really do have a very good friendship most times.
We really do. What if I do double D?
Double D?
Small talk pod. I don't like that. It's a dumb... small pod talk.
Small pod. It smells like smallpox. Yes. Anyway.
There we go. Small pod talk.
Small pod talk.
Which
okay.
is a terrible Twitter handle.
It is.
But everything else was taken. It's either that or small pod katu.
No.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, as this podcast progresses, we'll read some fan fiction maybe next time. What do you think?
Yeah, we'll actually edit this thing. I just want to get this out here right now.
Yes.
And see the reception.
Yes, which is going to be none. But prove me wrong, listeners. Prove me wrong.
I think it's on Hulu now. Yes. I think superheroes are big.
Thought you meant our podcast was on Hulu.
I wish.
And I'm like,
can you imagine if this was a video podcast?
Oh, God.
No, I mean, the show's on Hulu.
Yes.
It just got on Hulu.
Yes.
Superheroes are a big thing.
Yes.
People need to cleanse themselves from Batman versus Superman. So they need
to
watch. They need to watch an actual thing that doesn't call him fucking Clarjo.
I call him Clarjo though. Clarjo though on our podcast.
So what?
Well, you said they need to watch something or listen to something that doesn't call him Clarjo, but I call him Clarjo.
I mean, Jesse Eisenberg. Okay, they need to watch something where Jesse Eisenberg doesn't piss in a jar and then be like, and this woman's just near it. And just, I hate that movie. I'm sorry, listeners. Maybe you all will side with Fee and hate me, and then I'll get kicked off of my own podcast.
Yes, and I'll become the Fee podcast.
And then you get to listen to her. I still think Brendan Roth is the best Superman.
You can't even say it with a straight face.
Because you got so mad that I was going off topic.
I thought you said you wanted this podcast to be more organized.
Well, there are things I say, and then there are things I mean.
Okay.
Anyway. Listen to our podcast.
Yes.
We'll be more organized next week, I promise.
Yes, we will.
I promise. Hey, I did research for this one.
Yes.
I knew all of their names. I didn't call them shoe or plastic or anything. I got this.
Yeah.
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, we got this.
You look like Marlon Brando from this
episode. I'm not sure if that's a compliment. Like, fat Marlon Brando?
Like, no. When he got fat.
No.
Well, thanks.
No. I said no. It's because you have the oil in your hair.
Oh, good. Now the reason is like, why does she have oil in her hair? What kind of bitch puts oil in her hair?
It's bitch.
It's castor oil, and it's supposed to encourage hair growth. Thank you. It's a hair mask.
I accept it. I'm just saying, like, from this angle, Marlon was an attractive man.
He was very, yes.
You're an attractive woman. Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Are you.
Thanks.
Yeah. See, we do love each other.
We do. We do. We wouldn't be doing this podcast if we didn't love each other.
This is true.
Like some people. I don't know what that meant.
Okay.
I'm talking shit. Another podcast being shady. That's okay. Okay. If you want to find me, you can't.
Oh, yes, because we're going to be so inconspicuous about this.
I'm the Lemony Snicket of podcast.
Oh, yes. I've only said your name about 10,000 times.
I've only said Brooke.
I said Brooksifer.
Oh, wow. They're going to find me because of Brooksifer.
They are.
Do you realize that this podcast is 120 minutes long. 120. 1 hour and 20 minutes long. And,
Smallville was only like 40 minutes.
Yes. So what I'm getting at is that this is like a double. Almost. Well, is it? No.
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 Because double. Wait, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 40. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow, so look at us.
We should talk for, like, another 9 minutes-ish.
So it ends at 1:30?
Yes.
Okay, what was your favorite scene in the pilot?
The car crash over the bridge and the underwater shot.
That was a good scene.
That was good.
That was good.
Your favorite was when Lana's parents just stared at the freaking...
It is, I was telling Fee this earlier... what are the chances that meteor shower happens in Smallville? That's why it ends up being the meteor capital of the world. You were talking about it being the cream corn
yes.
capital. And what are the chances that, like, one directly hits you? Like, not you don't just die because, like, a car flung and hit you. You die because it's a meteor went right at you. And those effects are just beautiful.
Yes.
They're something, and they're beautiful.
So, why was Lana dressed as a fairy princess?
Because she said she was, like, 3.
Okay, yes, but, like, why not just a princess? Or why not just a fairy? Why both?
Because they wanted Martha to make the wish for kids, and then the kid to appear.
Okay, but why not just a fairy?
Fee.
Why did they have to add the princess?
If you could be any character in Smallville, who would you be that we know of right now?
Martha.
You'd be Martha?
Yes. Why? I would say Lex, but he has such a sad life already.
Why would you be Martha?
Well, because...
You want to be Chloe?
No. Because Chloe things later deserves better. I think, but okay. So
why would you be Martha?
Because she seems to be the one that has her life together the most right now. She wanted a kid. She got a kid. She's married to Jonathan, and he's a nice man.
Uh-huh.
And she has Clark as a child, and she loves him. And she's just very nice and level-headed.
That's nice.
Yeah. Who would you be?
I'd be Lionel.
Why would you be Lionel?
Because I'm an asshole.
Okay.
That's...
What about
his
you?
Life doesn't suck.
No, it's true.
Actually, his life's pretty good if you think about it. The most he has to put up with is, like, one little blip that happens to him at, like, the end of season...
Thought we were just going off of now.
I am. Well, you were like, oh, well, Lex's life sucks, and Chloe's life, she deserves better.
Lex's life does suck right now.
But Chloe doesn't deserve better right now.
No, but we don't know much about Chloe right now.
Well, I don't know much about Lionel, besides he's kind of an ass.
Yes.
He just leaves his child as it's laying in the... He is laying in the ground.
What about you, dear listeners? Who would you be in Smallville?
If you...
Why?
What was I going to ask you?
If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
No.
No.
That's a dumb question.
It is, because I don't know the answer.
If... We still have 6 minutes. If you made Smallville today, because you're a film major and you wanted film.
Yes.
Who would you cast as Clark, and who would you cast as Lex? This is not where my original question was going, but then it made sense.
Let me ponder this for a moment.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Just both.
What a terrible choice.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Nicholas Brendan.
No. Not after I awkwardly moaned in his ear.
That's weird.
It is. That's a different story for a different podcast for a different
How much time do I have? 5 minutes. Keep talking, please.
Okay. Who would I cast as Clark? Let's go with Clark first.
Okay.
Who would I cast as Clark?
I don't know.
I'm asking this to myself. I would cast... I think I would cast Nick Simmons as Clark. That is Gene Simmons' son, who is 29 at the moment.
Where's the remotes?
They're on the floor somewhere. Possibly, no, they're over here.
Ah. Hand me the one.
Which one?
I don't know. Both of them. I need both of them.
I had one.
Keep talking.
Okay.
Keep talking. We have 4 minutes, and I have 4 minutes to do this. 3 minutes to do this.
Okay. So I would cast Nick Simmons as Clark.
Oh, no.
And I would cast...
Can I see your phone? Thank you.
It has 3% left.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
Unless you care about it dying.
No. I would cast...
Oh, okay.
Who would I cast as... Well, it's a very difficult... You mean, hold it?
Yes.
Okay. It's a very difficult decision because, like, they have to look good bald, right?
Right.
So it would be... It's a very selected group that looks good bald.
Mm-hmm.
I think the chick from McKinn's message to you.
Oh, I would cast...
You have like 1 minute.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Wow.
As Lex.
Wow. That's fascinating.
Because he shaved his head for his new movie, and he looks decent.
Okay.
And he can play bad.
I would cast... I don't know who I would cast. Billy Joe Armstrong.
God.
As Clark.
God.
Because they have the hair.
He's fucking whiny voice.
Well, it fits season one Clark.
This is true.
And I would cast Trey Cool as Lex.
Wow. Well, what about poor Mike?
Because he would look terrifying bald.
He would.
Mike could be Jonathan. Pete. No, he could be yes, daddy. How much longer do we have?
You have, like, a minute.
Okay.
A minute, 20 seconds.
Okay, that's cool.
I would never have given you my phone if this is what you wanted.
It's a music video! They made a music... Oh, no. They killed the DJ. Anyways. Listeners, this has been fun.
Yes.
I've had a real good time, and I hope you keep listening.
And this is how we're gonna end every podcast now. I wanna sing along to it.
See, like, this is exactly like Kill the DJ video.
That's because the person literally took Kill the DJ and put the song to it. You dumbass. Oh, in my nightlife. Favorite color's candy apple.
Oh, girl.
Oh, no.
Okay.
See, my original question, but now you only have 10 seconds to answer it, because we're not at it yet.
Okay.
Is, if you did Smallville now, what song would you put in the episode?
I would put anything by Yoko Ono.
Okay, that actually works. I would put the Cheshire Cat Cry or whatever the fuck that is. All right. 1:30.
Peace out.
Bye.